Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. Rick Velotta joins us from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He covers gaming and tourism here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hit the open road with a truckload of cash free play in one of three luxury travel trailers during the $250,000 travel time giveaways. Thousands in weekly giveaways plus $7,500 in grand prizes guaranteed and a new travel trailer or $35,000. Now at the Carson Valley Inn.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. Tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. We're always delighted to welcome back to the program Rick Velotta. He covers tourism and gaming for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Huge news today about the Mirage.
It's been this whole week we've been barraged with news.
What is the story with this?
Well, with the Mirage, you know, we kind of suspected a long time ago when they first appeared before some of our regulators that eventually the hotel was going to close, but they kept telling us, no, we're going to stay open through the remodeling process, which, you know, as most people know, that's a pretty big ask right there, because not only are you dealing with the traffic that's involved with it, but also just accommodations just aren't up to snuff the way they usually are. So we kind of suspected quite some time ago that eventually there was going to be a closure. And that word finally came down today when Joe Lupo, the general manager over at the Mirage, notified his employees that, in fact, it's going to be closing July 17th.
And expected to close for how many years?
At least a few years, because I don't remember the exact date. This is like a developing story right now, but certainly it's going to take some time because I know they want to build that guitar-shaped hotel tower in place of the volcano, which has been vexing all of our locals
right.
Who love the volcano. But that's going to take some time.
Was there any word on employees and what's going to happen with them?
Well, they're going to have some on-site job fairs where some of the resort properties from around the valley are going to be coming in to make presentations and you know, let people know that there are some availabilities in some locations. And then Hard Rock is owned by the Seminole Indian Tribe, and they have properties around the world, actually, which they might be able to find some openings in some of those others if they choose to do that.
It's going to be quite fascinating. And, you know, this indicates to me that they are basically going to remodel the entire property.
Yeah, that I think that's been the assumption for quite some time. I mean, the you know, South Seas theme of the Mirage, it was a fantastic idea by Steve Wynn when it was first opened and built in 1989. But Hard Rock is not that. It's completely different, you know, idea. And I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just saying it's different.
Right. I'll miss the fish behind the check-in desk, which has always been one of my favorites. It's going to be interesting for Treasure Island. You know, Phil Ruffin always wanted to buy the Mirage to make the pair between those two properties. And then when they sold the land under the Mirage to Vici, then that ended. And of course, he ended up buying Circus instead.
Right.
But it'll be very interesting because once it reopens, that will be a huge boost to Treasure Island.
Yes.
Because, you know, if you want to go to the what will be the Hard Rock, and they're out of rooms, where are you going to stay?
Well,
right next
door. And they're connected with a little
monorail
too, which is, and I think that's one of the reasons why Phil was so interested in it, was because it was like two properties in one.
Amazing. All right, let's talk about the Sphere. So the big news is the Exosphere is going to have audio.
Yeah.
You have been my leading source of information on this. What are we looking at in terms of this?
Well, they're still very tight-lipped about exactly what it means, but they're on the cutting edge of sound technology. So the people that operate the Sphere Entertainment Incorporated, they have a lot of different ideas on how they can use not only the visual, the video side, but the sound side as well. So it was kind of interesting at the quarterly earnings call that was presented. James Dolan just kind of off the cuff said, "Oh yeah, and by the way, we're going to have some audio added to the Sphere." And I said, "What? What does that mean?" And there are no real answers in terms of like how loud it's going to be, whether it disturbs any of the noise ordinances of that kind. And of course, when I called the company up to ask them about it, they're very tight-lipped about it and won't say anything specifically. One of the things I thought was interesting is that they purchased a company based in Berlin called Holoplot, and they are basically the sound masters. They do all the stuff inside with the beamforming, which is really a very cool technology where you can direct the sound to a specific part of the building. Now, they said that the Holoplot transaction has nothing to do with this new initiative to produce sound from the Exosphere. But, you know, it seems to make sense that
sure,
there may be some kind of a connection at some point in time. And I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
And we should make the point that we're not talking about inside the Sphere. We're talking
right
about the exterior of the Sphere.
That's right.
So it's amazing. Now, one thing I did notice, we went by there last night, and there's no parking available. You know, if you just want to stand outside, because we did that, you know, a few months ago, my wife and I just stood outside the Sphere where the Ubers and things were going through, and you could pull over and stand there and watch. There's no way to do that right now, which seems kind of strange. You would think that even if they charged a couple of bucks for you to do that, that when it's not performing, because right now I guess they're bringing in the Grateful Dead, and so they're setting up for all that, is the presumption.
Yeah.
Because they're not doing the movie at this point either.
Well, they are continuing to run the movie, but it's not all the time.
Right. And so I think that's part of the setup for this thing. But they need to do something with that. I mean, when you're talking to them, just tell them Sam suggested, you know, some bleachers would be nice where you could just sit there and watch it, because there were lots of cars driving around the street, but there was just nowhere to park.
Yeah, there's a street right nearby there that's where most locals go. They'll just kind of park in there for a few minutes, get out, stretch your legs, take a look at what the Sphere is doing. I've seen some people sit on top of their cars.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, it's become a people watching, event watching venue. But you're right. There's no, and the reality is that with 17,500 seats inside, it's woefully under utilized as far as parking is concerned. Their thing all along has been, well, people can just park at the Venetian next door, and you can park at the Wynn. Well, those companies got wise to that and started charging for parking. Right. So that's been part of the irritation, I think, among locals especially about some of the features of the Sphere.
At the Venetian, they have a walkway from the Sphere to the Venetian, and the Uber pickup is really a mess. Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy. But I mean, don't let it deter you. Take your Uber, go see the show, go see a live show. It's fantastic. I'm surprised that no other city has jumped in and said, yes, we'd like one of these. Because, I mean, already it's just become such an iconic feature.
And they are exploring that. I thought it was interesting that London was presumably next in line. And they were going to put it at the site of the Olympic Games. And there is apparently some residential around there, apartments. And the people there just didn't want to have any part of it. And the reason why they were concerned about the constant, you know, nighttime flashing of lights, light pollution, they call it. And so a few locals kind of raised up and went to the mayor and said, hey, we don't want this. And the mayor pretty much stepped up and said, well, this is going to go through another review process. Rather than deal with all that, James Dolan just said, nope, we're out of here.
Yeah.
But they're talking about placing them in Dubai and in South Korea. And then Dolan, in his earnings call, basically said, we're open to ideas on what's going to happen. But I think to a certain extent, that's all good news for Las Vegas, because now we still have right. the only one, and people will come from all over the world to see it and hear it. And having that in our backyard is certainly something that is important to our local economy.
Oh, to say the least, it's fabulous. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with much more with Rick Velotta after this timeout.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
Gear up for the 105th Reno Rodeo at the Double R Marketplace and experience the biggest little shopping adventure in the West. With over 100 vendors, you'll find everything from Western attire to home decor to tasty treats. Open every day during the Reno Rodeo at the Livestock Event Center Indoor Arena and South Exhibit Hall. The Double R Marketplace, Thursday, June 20th through Saturday, June 29th. Plus, shop online anytime at renorodeo.com for Reno Rodeo merchandise.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rick Velotta. He covers gaming and tourism for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Some interesting news came out of the Convention Authority board meeting yesterday. You want to share that news?
Oh, sure. One of the a five-year employee there, Lori Nelson Kraft, who has been the senior vice president of communications, has taken a new job and won't have to move far to go to it. And that is because she'll become a communications VP for Formula One's Las Vegas Grand Prix. Now, I think this is an interesting move because Lori's very popular in town. She used to work for R&R Partners and for Station Casinos and for the LVCVA for 5 years. So she is very well connected, very well liked. She's a very genuinely nice person. And right now, I think the Las Vegas Grand Prix needs a little nice spread out into the community because they are under a lot of criticism for some of the disruptions in business that have occurred along the track route that's been done. And, you know, that's going to happen again here. We're going to be getting ready for more work on some of the streets. The people that are in businesses are going nuts because they want to stop this. They've started a petition drive to try to shut it down. But that's not going to happen. I mean, this has been pretty well established and mapped out for at least 2 years, and adding on to that down to at least 10 years. So I don't think that it's going to go anywhere. I think that some of the things that that Lori Nelson Craft has indicated is that they want to listen to some of these things and try to act on it. Now, obviously, they're not going to reimburse some of these businesses for their lost profits, but at the same time, if they can generate some goodwill that shows that everybody is being thought about, there's been some discussions about having something similar to what the Super Bowl did. That is, incorporate a program where small businesses can be involved in the Las Vegas Grand Prix, so that everybody shares some of the wealth on this. Everybody knows that the resort community is going to do just fine. They can raise their rates to the max for all the international guests that are going to be coming here. Of course, international guests are great for us because they spend more time, more money, and there's more of them that are coming. The more that they come, the more profitable it becomes for the resort community. So they want to spread the wealth a little bit and let the little guys profit from this as well, and that's what the ambition will be.
Do you get a sense that with the businesses that were shut down because of the bridge over Flamingo, it's almost like an eminent domain thing without it actually being eminent domain, yeah, of where it's a taking but no reimbursement. And, yeah, you know, and I don't know, I'm certainly no attorney, but it just seems that if you cut off businesses, and in some cases, the surprise to me was how many millions of dollars were involved, yeah, that there needs to be some kind of making, you know, whole of those businesses to some extent. Now, that's way beyond my portfolio, but it just seems that should be something there. Now, the other part of Formula One that I thought was interesting was that the casino properties within the track, they all did very well, but the other ones outside of the track, even with the same companies, did not do so well. And that kind of surprised me that they hadn't figured out more of an NFR type solution where everybody has a Formula One party, everybody has a car at their property, or, you know, spokespeople or whatever.
Yeah. You know,
is that coming? Do you think?
Yeah, it is. The short answer is yes, it is. The one that happened in November was the first one. Everybody was a little bit uncomfortable knowing what to do. I think some of the people from F1 came in thinking they knew what the secret sauce was for Las Vegas, but maybe didn't.
Clearly not.
So, but they're studying some of the models of some of the established special events that are going on in town. Super Bowl was a great example. NFR, National Finals Rodeo, another great example of how you can set things up so that everybody benefits. For NFR, I think there's like 23 or 24 properties that have live television, right, broadcasts of the rodeo as it goes on. So every night that the rodeo is in session, that's 10 nights, there's going to be a party there full of people who are fans. They may not have tickets to the rodeo itself, but they're going to enjoy that ambiance that comes with NFR. Likewise, I think that we're going to see the same type of thing for Formula One, in which case the people from that are coming internationally, that maybe they can't afford or don't want to buy the tickets to sit in the grandstands, or they don't care for the weather element or whatever. But if they have these parties to go to, maybe not within the circuit, but just like on the periphery of the circuit, they're going to be just fine, and they're going to like it, and they're going to have a lot of camaraderie with those other fans who have the same point of view about it.
I hadn't done this in quite a while, but last night we were outside of Bellagio watching the fountains, and, you know, it so reminds one of Times Square times 10.
Yes.
I mean, there is just so much visual stimulation and aural stimulation, And just being on the street is an exciting place to be, no matter what you're doing.
That is true, and I think you could say that for when the pirate show was going on at Treasure Island, the volcano, anything that has some kind of an outdoor, in-your-face component to it, is going to be enjoyed by crowds, and people are going to show up. That was one of Steve Wynn's hallmarks, was that he says, oh, come see what we got going on outside, but then come on in and see what we have inside, because you're going to like it even better.
Well, and Treasure Island was the best example of that, because the people would watch the pirate show outside and then flood into the property.
That's exactly right. Back in the day, I was an adjunct professor at UNLV, and I would take my students there to do a project. And the project is getting reaction from people watching the pirate show. So, and I would see that every time I would do that, there were floods of people. They would go in, and it was an exciting, 6 minutes or whatever the length of the show was, and then there was a lot of people that you could interview to get reaction about it.
And across the street, back in the day, was the Tam O'Shanter Motel, and you could climb up their staircase and have a perfect view from across the street of everything going on.
Right. Well, and you know, truth be told, the Venetians that way too. People go to see the canals and things like that. So, any type of a themed property like that has some kind of special element to it is going to find an audience, and certainly that's been part of the success to Las Vegas.
Oh, to say the least. All right, let's take another break. We'll be back more with Rick Velotta after this timeout.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you, but we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday. Trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rick Velotta. He works for the Las Vegas Review-Journal covering tourism and gaming. One of the things that's so interesting about what's happening on the Strip now, but in particular with Venetian and Palazzo, is that Vici owns the land under that property. And just recently, Palazzo and Venetian are announcing remodels and upgrades, and Vici is contributing to that. That's a most unusual thing when you see a landlord chipping in money because they know at some point they're going to be able to get that money back by increased rent.
That's exactly right. And I think that the whole concept of owning the real estate under a strip resort is foreign to a lot of people. They just can't quite get it. And this was this was also the case of the Tropicana. You know, the underlying land is owned by another REIT. And they are contributing also to the financial wherewithal of building the stadium and building a new resort. At least presumably that's what's going to happen. But you're right, that's something that they know they're going to get their investment back. The more that they feel like they're going to get back from it, probably the more they're going to be willing to contribute in terms of an investment. So it's something that even though it doesn't make sense to people who are not in the real estate financial world like you and me, that that something like this would happen, but it's actually pretty common that they want to invest in the betterment of the property so that eventually they'll be making more money than they did before.
All right, so last topic here. The property next to the Fountain Blue that was gonna be developed and never happened, and now it looks like with the players that are involved, it's going to happen with an arena.
Right. LVXP came, it was a kind of a surprise to me that they came out, but the construction manager of the Sphere reached out to me and said, "Hey, I'm involved in this project. Do you want to talk to us?" And I said, "Of course I do." So so we talked about, and I had no idea what the scope of the project was, but certainly it's interesting that they would put both an arena and a resort on that property. Because of the small footprint, it's got to go up, right?
Sure.
So there have been some discussions about this might be the tallest resort property in the valley once it's completed. We don't know for sure until they actually file some of the plans with the county as to what it's going to look like. I think there's a lot of juice there because they have hired one of the premier architects,
Paul Steelman,
to design it. So that carried a lot of weight with me when I heard about that, and I knew that it was going to be for real. I think the real fascinating part of this is that they are competing almost head to head with another group that's building a casino resort with an NBA-ready arena as well, way down south. And that advantage is going to be that there will be right next to the high-speed rail train station.
Right. Rick Velotta, never enough time. Always appreciate you being here, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll be right back.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Calamity, it lurks around every corner.
Or not.
That's why UMC Quick Care is around every corner with locations around the valley.
UMC Quick Care, for all your small calamities.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. We'll see you.